Hare Krishna Chaitanya Jaya Kora More Tomavina Jedayalu Jagata Sankare
Shri Gaudiya Ki.
Very nice, Advaita Chandra Das, very nice. Welcome, all of you who have just arrived. We are celebrating here a special Ekadashi Gorpanim program, and we're also honoring our very good friend, Prem Vikas Das. So my next reading is also from the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 3. This is why Lord Krishna descended as Lord Chaitanya. Please repeat, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande.
Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Vande.
Yat Pradashraya Viryata. Sangrinat Yakara Vratad. Agya Siddhanta Sanmanin. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the potency of the shelter of his lotus feet, even a fool can collect the valuable jewels of conclusive truth from the minds of the revealed scriptures. Now repeat, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
All glories to Lord Chaitanya. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author, says, O devotees, please listen to the meaning of this next verse with full attention. And those of you who attend our monthly program at Govinda Kunj, at the home of Dwarkadish and Lalavati Parekh, Dwarkadish always sings this mantra before every program. It's a very important verse. Anarpita charing chirat karunya vatir nakalau samarpayito manato jvala rasang swabhakti sriyam hari purata sandara dhuti kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spuratuva sachinandana. May that Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So now, Krishnadas Kaviraj will explain this verse. Krishnadas Kaviraj, in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he composed 14 Sanskrit verses. And those 14 verses are the foundation of which the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is based on. So those 14 opening prayers is what everything is going to be explained. So this is the fourth verse of those 14. So now he will explain. Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Vraja. So who's the king of Vraja? Who? No, he's the son of the king. He was not listening. Ah. So therefore, escuche, listen. The son of the king of Vraja is the supreme lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Goloka, which includes Vrajadham. Because this Goloka has three neighborhoods, Dwaraka, Mathura, and Braja or Vrindavan. And there's a fourth hidden one. What is it? Yes, Mayapur Navadvip is there also. As Prabhupada said, that when we go back, we can be with Krishna, having prasad, like the cowherd boys, and simultaneously be in the kirtan with Lord Chaitanya. Pretty good, huh? Now, don't ask me to explain that, because that's above my head. I just know that's what Prabhupada says, and I'm looking forward to that. Who wants to do that? Be with Krishna, and also at the same time in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan parlor. He continues, once in the day of Brahma, Krishna descends to this world to manifest his transcendental pastimes. We know that there are four ages or yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwarapa. Very good. These four together comprise one Divya Yuga. 71 Divya Yugas constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma. The present Manu, who is the seventh, is called Vaivasvata, or the son of Bibhiswan. And that, of course, you find in Bhagavad Gita, the opening verse of chapter 4. Imang Vyasvate Yogam Vinasvan Manave Prahar Manor Ichvakave Pravit. 27 Divya Yugas of his age have now passed. So that's 27 times 4,320,000 years. Because a Divya Yuga is 4,320,000 years. You add a Satya, a Treta, a Dwarpra, and a Kali, ding, 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 ding. Our accountant knows that, 4,320,000. So 27 of those have already passed. At the end of the Dwarapara Yuga of the 28th Divya Yuga, Lord Krishna appears on earth with the full paraphernalia of his eternal Vrajadham. So in essence, it wasn't so long ago when Krishna came, in the scheme of things. It was recent. If we look at universal time, it was just 5,000 years ago. Servitude, dasya, friendship, sakya, parental affection, vatsalya, and conjugal love, sringar, are the four transcendental mellows, or rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Sri Krishna enjoys in Vraja with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers. Lord Krishna enjoys his transcendental pastimes as long as he wishes. So, you've heard me say many times, how long did Krishna stay on earth? How long? How much?
125.
Yes, 125. Good. And then he disappears. After disappearing, however, he thinks thus. So this is, I love this. I have to read this every year around this time. I really like this section. Krishnadas Kaviraj is a great psychiatrist. He knows Krishna's mind. I don't know Krishna's mind, but Krishnadas Kaviraj, he knows what Krishna is thinking. Why? Because he's a self-realized pure devotee. That's why. Okay, so he says, Krishna thinks this. Now, this is after Krishna came. Oh, how long ago was Krishna here? 5,000. He goes back after 125 years, and now he starts to think. For a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving devotion to me upon the inhabitants of the earth. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Vrajabhumi. Knowing my opulence The whole world looks upon me with awe and veneration. But devotion made feeble by such reverence does not attract me. By performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. These liberations are sarshti, everyone say, which means achieving opulences equal to the Lord. Number two, sarupya, having a form the same as the Lord's. Next one, samipya, living as a personal associate of the Lord. Next one, salokya, living on a Vaikuntha planet. And number five, but devotees never accept sayujya, however, since that is oneness with Brahman. So the impersonalists, they will accept sayujya, but not a devotee. A devotee will never accept sayujya. No, 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 no. Why? Because he wants service. With the other four, there's a chance for service. But if you become one, there's no service. So devotees say, no, no, no. In fact, there's one devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he says, that if you want me to accept oneness, I'd rather go to hell. Because in hell, I can do some service. But if I become one, I can't do anything. I'd rather go to hell. That's how a devotee thinks. Prabhupada, he went to hell. It's called New York City. Prabhupada was living in Vrindavan, right? And it's a fact. When Prabhupada was in Vrindavan before coming to America, he was already reputed. Everyone knew, here's a real sadhu. Prabhupada already had that, you know, reputation as a real sadhu. So Prabhupada left Vrindavan to go to hell, New York. I know, I'm from New York. It smells like hell. Everywhere, the smell of urine and sulfur. Everywhere you go, the city. And anyone who's lived in New York knows there is something underneath the city. What is it? No, rats. Big, and I saw big rats. The city is infested. They live underneath, in that subway. What do you think? Yes. And then there are rat-like people who live like that. Anyway, that's a side story. It's always good to tell a joke that gets everybody's attention. Prabhupada told Hridayananda Das Goswami that if you can get someone to laugh in your lecture, that's very good qualification. Very good qualification. One time he was giving class, and Prabhupada was up in his room, and he heard all the devotees laughing. So Prabhupada asked his servant, who's giving class? And he said, oh, that's Hridayananda. He said, very good. He's get them to laugh. But not that you just tell jokes like Jay Leno. He has to be transcendental jokes. We could get Jay Leno to give a class, we'd get no Krishna consciousness. Although, I'll have to give him credit. Over the years, he has told a few Hare Krishna jokes. He has. I've heard it. I remember one time I was watching, I went, what? He just said something about Hare Krishna. That's millions of people heard a joke about. And it was not a derogatory, it was a favorable joke. Now let's get back to topic. Everyone say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna now says, I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age. Nam Sankirtan. Everyone say,
Nam Sankirtan.
So this is important. This is the religion of the age as spoken by Krishna himself. Nam Sankirtan. Everyone say,
Nam Sankirtan.
And this is called Namahat, the marketplace. When you go to Loi Bazaar, you've been there, Loi Bazaar. Who knows what Loi Bazaar is? Anyone who's been to Vrindavan, they know what is Loi Bazaar. People travel thousands of miles just to shop in Loi Bazaar. As one person told me, yes, besides going to Vrindavan to see Krishna, we must go to Loi Bazaar. We must get good sari and bangles and everything. Right. I'm getting carried away. I'm too intoxicated. Today is a very good day for me. I had a very good week, and today was really special. This morning was really, really... Something happened today that blew my mind. So that's why I'm in a good mood. I shall personally inaugurate the religion of the age, Nam Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy name. I shall make the world dance in ecstasy, realizing the four mellows of loving devotional service. I shall accept the role of a devotee, and I shall teach devotional service by practicing it myself. Unless one practices devotional service oneself, he cannot teach it to others. This is an important point. Lord Chaitanya, well, Krishna, this is Krishna speaking, Krishna's mind, right? Unless I practice devotional service, I can't give it to somebody else. So that's important. Charity begins at home. And I've told you many times the example. When you're on the airplane and the stewardess says, all right, this is how you buckle the seat, right, in case of an emergency. And what do they say? Do yours first, then your children. That's what they always say. Every airlines, I've been on them all, right? Doesn't matter whether it's South African or Singapore or whatever, right? They always say the same thing. And no matter what language it is, they say that, because I've seen the movies. They all do the same thing. So the same thing. First, save yourself. Then you can save others. One time, Prabhupada was in an airport. And he was, whenever Prabhupada, they always had prasadam. So there was all these people, besides devotees, there was all these people surrounding Prabhupada, waiting to, before Prabhupada got on his plane. So they had a big, big thing of fruit. So the devotee, one of Prabhupada's servants, decided to start giving out the prasad to the non-devotees, the people who were just congregating. Prabhupada said, no, no, no. First give to the devotees, which was very amazing. But Prabhupada was very concerned about his disciples, had a very fatherly thing, and he said, charity begins at home. Then you can, because there was enough. So first the devotees, then to others. That's a side point. But the idea here that Krishna is saying, unless I practice it, then I can't give it to others. So this is an important point. We should first of all take care of our Krishna consciousness. That should be strong. And then naturally, you'll be able to give it to others. But if you're like a doctor, right? If a doctor himself is sick, how much doctor can he do? If he himself is weak and, right, he can't. So the doctor has to be strong and very healthy himself, doesn't he? Then he can do his doctor work. So we are all doctors, okay? You're all MDs. You're all MDs of Krishna consciousness. You're all doctors. And you're giving out, what's the medicine? Huh? Yes, the Maha Mantra, Anechi Ashodi Maya. Don't we sing that sometimes? Anechi, we're giving out medicine. The Maha Mantra is the medicine. We're giving it out, but we have to be very healthy to give it out. So every day, chant, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
this is the conclusion indeed, confirmed throughout the Gita and Bhagavatam. So of course, Krishna is going to refer to his own book. What's Krishna's own book? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam sujamyam. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and the predominant rise of irreligion at that time, I descend myself. And you'll see, Prabhupada writes in 10th canto, people sometimes ask this question. Well, Krishna was here how long ago? 5,000 years ago. So this is the age of Kali, right? And would you say there is a decline in religious practice in the age of Kali? Yeah. Right? And is there a predominant rise of irreligion?
Yes.
So people ask, so where is Krishna? How come he's not coming? And the answer, Prabhupada says, yes, Krishna has appeared. He took birth in ISKCON. Prabhupada uses that term. He has taken birth in the womb of the Hare Krishna movement. So Krishna is here. Krishna is here provided there's somebody preaching, provided somebody is chanting, provided somebody is singing kirtan and worshiping the deity and distributing books and distributing prasadam, as long as there is Namahat. Therefore, keep having Namahat with me. And then Krishna will remain on the earth. But some of you still, after 12 years or more, still haven't done a Namahat program with me. Tears are falling from my eyes like torrents of rain. I don't know what I have to do for some people. Do a Namahat program, it's easy. Right, Krishna Kumar? Krishna Kumar does one twice a month. He does everything himself with the help of his wife. We can't forget how much she does. Right? So Krishna Kumar, and the kids. Oh yes, of course, the kids. So Krishna Kumar, how difficult is it? Huh? Very easy. You've been, how many years now you've been doing twice a month? How many years? Huh? You know, why are you being so bashful?
4 or 5 years.
Twice a month. So, anyone who's not done it, do it with me, because I'm the best. All right. Krishna quotes another verse from his book, and this was Prem Prakash's favorite verse. Please repeat. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma sanstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to reestablish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. And then a third verse. Utsi deyo ime loka nakuyam karma chedaham sankarasya chakartasyam upahanyam ima praja. If I did not show the proper principles of religion, all these worlds would be put into ruin. I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would spoil all these living beings. And then another verse. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eve terojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Whatever actions a great man performs, common people follow. And whatever standards one sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. So Rupal, Krishna is, you know what Krishna is telling me right now? Do you know what Krishna is telling me? He's telling me that at 12:30, you're going to lead the kirtan for Arti. With the harmonium. Can you do? Yes. Very good. And you can play drum for Rupal? Very good. That's, I have to do what Krishna in my heart tells me. Otherwise, Krishna will smash me with a thunderbolt. Krishna continues. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. Now, who will believe me? I've been telling you a couple of times that something very spooky has been happening to me. That I'll think of somebody that I haven't thought of in a long time, and then right after I start thinking of that person appears. And it's happened again today. I'm not going to tell you who. But I was just thinking of someone that I don't normally think of, because I'm supposed to think of Krishna, right? And then I'll be thinking of that. I said, why am I thinking of that person? Bam, that person will show up. It's spooky. No, I'm not getting mystic powers. Don't think like that. My plenary portions can establish the principles of religion for each age. No one but me, Krishna says, can bestow the kind of loving service performed by the residents of Raja. There may be many auspicious incarnations of Godhead, But who other than Lord Sri Krishna can bestow love of God upon the surrendered souls? Therefore, in the company of my devotees, I shall appear on earth and perform various colorful pastimes. Thinking thus, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, everyone say,
Sri Krishna,
himself descended at Nadia early in the age of Kali. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So we just got, by the mercy of Krishnadas Kaviraj. Krishnadas Kaviraj is so special. You'll see he talks about a particular incident in his life when there was a controversy one day at his home or his brother's home. I can't remember. It's either his home or his brother's home. There was a Sankirtan festival. And there was this great devotee of Lord Nityananda, Miniketan Ramdas, who came. But the priest who was doing the ceremony, he didn't like this Miniketan Ramdas. And he sort of slighted, offended him. And Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother also committed an offense against this great devotee of Lord Nityananda. And Krishnadas Kaviraj's brother had firm faith in Lord Chaitanya, but he couldn't accept Nityananda. So Krishnadas Kaviraj chastised his brother. He said, "Ha, you have faith in Lord Chaitanya and not Nityananda? Your philosophy is called half a hen." You know, but farmers, they like the hen. Why? Because it lays eggs. But the mouth part costs lots of money. Because to get the eggs, you got to spend so money feeding. So half a hen means, yeah, I want the half that lays the eggs, but I don't want the half that I have to feed. I guess it was prevalent there because they used this particular term, the logic of half a hen in Bengali language. So Krishnadas Kaviraj chastised his brother. He said, "Well, better for you to be an atheist and not believe in either of them. But to believe in one and not the other, that's worse." So Krishnadas Kaviraj went to bed that night after having chastised his brother. And he had a dream. This is all explained by him in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And in that dream, Lord Nityananda appeared to him. And Nityananda appeared to him in a very blackish type of body. And he was surrounded by other young devotees. And they were all chanting, and Nityananda was chanting, "Krishna, Krishna," in a very deep voice. "Krishna, everybody.
Krishna, Krishna.
Come on, deep voice.
Krishna, Krishna."
And then Krishnadas Kaviraj was told by Nityananda, in the dream, Nityananda was telling him, "Go to Vrindavan. Go to Vrindavan. Everything will happen for you in Vrindavan." And then, of course, as all good dreams, Nityananda disappeared. And so, when Krishnadas woke up, he said, "Oh, I'm supposed to go to Vrindavan." So he went to Vrindavan, and when he was there in Vrindavan, that's when he got commissioned by the devotees and by the deity to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because all the devotees at that time, this is after Lord Chaitanya, sometime after Lord Chaitanya, and the six Goswamis, Rupa and Sanatan, they had left. So all the devotees wanted to hear from him the teachings and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But Krishnadas Kaviraj, he felt unqualified. So he bowed down in front of the deity and the garland fell. And that signified, "Yes, Tathastu, you should do it. You should do it." And then he wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such an, my favorite book. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Jai.
So, Amit, does your lovely new wife, does she sing? Huh? Do you sing? All right, come. Do you play harmonium? But you can sing? Come and sing for us. Because the family that sings together stays together. So come and sing. Everybody chant Japa.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
You have to sing into the microphone so that everyone can hear. You don't play kartals?
No.
Okay, we'll play for you. You have an excellent drummer here. Anything. Hey, no holds barred.
Jai Shri Krishna.